Over the years, the Bible, the Word of God, has gone through many various editions. Wide margin Bibles, study Bibles, pocket Bibles, pulpit Bibles, home Bibles, reference Bibles, and so it goes on. I myself use the King James Version of the Bible. I believe it's the most accurate translation. And in our home, we have, I'm sure like yourselves, several copies of God's Word. Bibles that we study from, Thompson Chain and others besides, a Bible that we use for our family devotions. I have a different Bible that I preach out of. Some Bibles are large and some Bibles are small, but yet the entire Bible consists of 66 books, 27 in the New Testament, 39 in the Old Testament. I'm sure you're familiar with the Word of God. It's likely that you've got a copy in your home, and I trust and pray that you make use of it and that you read it. But I've got a copy of God's Word today, the copy of the Authorized Version, the King James Version of the Bible, and I'm sure that most of our watchers and viewers will never have seen a Bible like this before. It's the entire Bible, and yet you could keep it inside a wallet, you could keep it inside an envelope, you could easily keep it in your back pocket, you could probably keep it inside a matchbox. It's not a paper copy of God's Word. It's not an electronic copy of God's Word. But here it is. This is the Bible in its entirety. A good friend in Coleraine gave me this a number of years ago. I'm not sure if you can see it. I'm going to try and get it up a little bit closer to the camera. You can see right through it. But this is what is known as a microfiche file, microfiche, microfilm, microfiche. And the entire Bible is inside this square, and even inside the square, I'm not sure if you can just pick it up on the screen there, but just about maybe an inch and a half square, the entire Bible on microfiche or microfilm, whatever you want to call it. And this was a very popular thing, I suppose, back in the 1960s, 1970s, 1980s, although microfilm or microfiche was developed a long time before that. And it was just a means of keeping a record, a very full record of certain information in a very concise manner. And I suppose during the Cold War, times like that, in communist countries, they would have used this type of Bible, smuggled it into the nation, and give it to God's people, and if they had a microfiche duplicator, they could read this. And there it is, the Word of God, just about as small a copy of the entire Bible as you could possibly get. And yet there it is. It just shows us that God's Word is not bound. God has promised to preserve His Word, and there's no way that you or I could possibly read this Bible with the naked eye. You need a microfiche reader. It needs to be put under strong magnification. It cannot be seen. The print in it, the text in it, the verses, the books, the chapters can't be seen with the naked eye. But there it is, the entire King James Bible. It says there are 1,245 pages in this copy of God's precious Word. But we can't see it with the naked eye. But there it is in its entirety. It's all recorded. And there are many things that we cannot see with the naked eye, but God sees. Many things that we cannot discern with our senses, but are discerned by God. God sees the thoughts and the very intents of the heart. The Bible says that God knows the imaginations of the thoughts of our hearts. Not only does God look down from heaven and see this planet of ours, which is literally like a little speck in a vast universe, and God sees every inhabitant on it, over 7 billion of us, just like little grasshoppers, the Bible says. And even beyond that, God knows us through and through. He sees into our thought lives. He sees right into our hearts. The Bible says He knows our down sitting and our uprising, our going out, our coming in. He knows the very words that are upon our lips. He knows the very thoughts that are in our minds. Job could say, in Job 23, He knoweth the way that I take. He knows our past, He knows our present, He knows our future. He knows the smallest little details, things that are unseen to the world around us, and yet in our hearts, in our minds, in our thoughts, God sees and God knows it all. And that's a wonderful encouragement to those who are walking with God and are going through trial and difficult times. God knows exactly where you're at. He knows all about you. He knows you through and through. He knows your doubts. He knows your fears. He knows your needs. Remember how in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 6, verse number 32, having spoken about anxiety, the Lord said to his followers, "Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things." He knows us through and through. But that same thought should be a terror to those who don't know the Lord. He knows all about our sin, and he knows all about our past. The all-seeing, the all-knowing God, he sees the things that man cannot see with the naked eye. It's recorded in his word, the Bible. And I encourage you to read your Bible, lift your Bible today. Just after you turn off the devotion, spend a little bit of time with the Lord in the secret place. Open up your Bible, pour out your heart before him, cast your burdens upon him, ask him for wisdom, for guidance, for direction. Pray that God will speak to you through his word, and we know that he will. May God bless you, and thank God today for his precious word, the Bible. See you next time.